episode quadruple W.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Super Larry, and Lord the Dead Martian Dog were hurtling through the heavy vacuum of intense space at speeds browner than the fastest thing. It was getting real hot, too. Fast, fast, fast. Wow, zoom, suddenly, they stopped.
Stupid Larry, how many times do I have to tell you?
Tell me what, Space Commander
Wax? Shut up, Stupid Larry. We're in the vacuum of space. There can be no sound in a vacuum.
Oh, yeah. Our spaceship melted, Space Commander Wax. That's why we're in the vacuum. Yep.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Our spaceship, which we call the spaceship, can't melt in a vacuum. You can't talk, and our spaceship can't melt.
Well, maybe, but...
And another thing. We can't breathe in a vacuum either. You can't talk, our spaceship can't melt, and we can't breathe. This is fun. What else can't happen in a vacuum, Super Larry?
We can't be in one.
Ah, right. We can't be in one. Our spaceship can't melt. What do you mean we can't be in one?
I can talk. Our spaceship did melt, and we can breathe. Try it. It's fun. So we could not be in a vacuum.
But all my lines are predicated on the proposition that we are in one. You like the way I toss those big words around, Super Larry?
Where are we, Space Commander Wack? Our spaceship just disappeared, and here we are, seemingly floating unharmed through seemingly the vacuum of space.
Ah, then I was right. We are in
wrong. We're not in the vacuum.
Please, can't we be in the vacuum, Super Larry? I've got all these index cards with vacuum lines on them. See?
We're in
They're
a bottle.
Filed away.
That's it. We're in a bottle.
See? This is the one. This is what I say here. If we're in the vacuum of space, and Glorf has to go outside.
Somehow we've been captured by someone and trapped in a bottle. See, there are even air holes up at the top there.
There it is. See, I say, nonsense, Glorf. You know, a bottle?
Yeah, see, look.
Who would dare trap me, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, in a bottle?
Giant butterflies.
Giant butterflies?
Giant butterflies.
Yep. Giant butterflies, all right.
And there's no way to escape.
Well, then, I suppose a giant butterfly will pick us up in this bottle in his vice-like claws and carry us to his lair where he'll do hideous, unimaginable things to us. Here we go. We're being carried away now, Stupid Larry, in this butterfly's claws to a horrible fate worse than death.
We're sure high, all right.
Up we go.
But Space Commander Wax, butterflies don't have claws.
Well, then, we must be in his beak.
No beak.
No beak? No beak. Then how do butterflies carry things?
They don't.
Oh,
never seen
then
one.
We're going to fall, aren't we, Stupid Larry?
And probably be killed.
Ah, well, at least it's not a fate worse than death.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax! Space Commander!
Let me see. According to the chronograph, we should start falling any second now.
Down we'll go, way down.
Yep, but it's physically impossible for this butterfly to carry us anymore, Stupid
Larry. It should drop us right about now.
In fact, he could have never picked us up in the first place. We
Almost
should be going
any time.
Second.
Yeah.
No, we'll be fine.
Episode Quadruple X.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Gorm the Dead Russian Dog were speeding through the perfect vacuum of outer space in hot pursuit of the villainous, nasty little school children who had viciously upset an old person on the planet TV table by being loud and disruptive. But Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, had sworn vengeance, and in his spaceship, which he calls the spaceship, is on their tail.
It's no use, Stupid Larry. They're refusing to pull over, those nasty little school children.
Space Commander Wack, it's impossible to pull over in outer space.
Huh, they've had their chance. Fire six. Well, so much for the nasty school children.
Sometimes I'm so ashamed.
Space buddies, let this incident be a lesson to you.
That's it? Let this be a lesson to you? You're just going to leave it at that?
Yeah.
A school shuttle full of children is vaporized?
Nasty children,
and all you can say is let this be a lesson to you.
Oh, you're right, Stupid Larry. It was thoughtless and insensitive of me. Allow me to correct this oversight.
Oh, I should have known that your truly noble nature would triumph in the end, Space Commander Wack. Please forgive me for doubting you.
No. hey, Yurzik.
What do you want?
Take it back to where we catch up with the nasty little school children speeding school shuttle.
Okay, jeez, work.
No, we're not accepts. He ain't a
Here, Lewis. They won't pull over, Stuart Larry.
It's impossible in outer space, Space Commander Wax.
Fire six!
Space buddies, let this incident be a lesson to you. Take your valuables, insert them in a born-again-and-again-and-again Brahmin cow with amnesia, and beam it up to me, Space Commander Wack! Space Commander! Or else I may vaporize your school shuttle. Better, Stupid Larry?
Oh, yeah, much more sensensitive, except for one thing, Space
Commander.
What's
that, Stupid Larry?
This time you missed them, and they've opened fire.
Oh, nasty school children, aren't they?
Tune in again next time for more exciting space attacks on defenseless people by Space Commander Wax, Space Commander!
You call these kids defenseless?
Well, let this be a lesson to you, Space Commander Wax. Never bet on an instant replay.
Nasty children, just for this, no more Space Commander Wax lunchbox.
Oh, hooray!
No more bets on last year's World Series.
Episode Quadruple Y.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Lort the Dead Russian Dog had taken a day off to play in an intergalactic charity softball game against the undead. Now they were back to work, horribly injured and besieged by triangular things.
Looks like we've been surrounded, so we'd better empty the bump, Stupid Larry.
Real sorry there, Space Commander Wack, but I didn't hear what you said in the beginning.
You're not getting the volume up fast.
I'm sorry. It's my sprained wrist.
Well, you're going to have to leave the volume on all the time.
What?
He said leave the volume up all the time.
Then you won't have to be flipping those switches all the time.
Yeah, but then all those noises you guys make between your lines are going to be real upsetting.
Just do what Stupid Larry says, Yerzik. Can't you see he's injured?
We're all injured in that softball game. We all might
die. I have a sprained wrist. Stupid Larry has a broken jaw. Glor's really? Still dead. Droid Donahue has his foot in his mouth. But, hey, Whack, there's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, yeah? There's plenty wrong with me.
In fact, I don't remember seeing you there at all.
I'm hurt. Ouch, my back.
Space Commander Whack hurt his back.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, hey, you have a dwarf on your back.
Well, that's an injury, isn't it?
I think so.
Me too. Help. Let me go.
Okay, so I'll leave the mics up, but you guys be quiet between lines, okay?
Okay, okay. Sure.
All right, now listen, you're besieged, you're desperate, your backs are to the wall, you're doomed, you got it? Now start the fight. Go ahead.
Help! Save me! I don't want to die!
We are the last bastion of justice. Go, fight, win. Oh, my jaw.
I don't want to hear about your stupid jaw, Stupid Larry. Help me.
Okay, here, catch this.
No wonder they called you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. What am I supposed to do with Glor?
Throw him back to me, quick.
Let's go. Okay, here. That wasn't Glor.
Nope, not Glor at all.
Oh, look, we've ruined the Mona Lisa.
But how's the dwarf?
What dwarf?
He's gone. You're cured. You're back.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
Well, we found the dwarf.
But where's your Zignarge now?
On Wack's back.
Oh,
I'll get him
hurt again.
Space Commander Wack. Oh, no.
He's still puzzled, though. Where's the Mona Lisa coming?
Episode Quadruple Z. What's after quadruple?
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glor the Dead Martian Dog were zooming to a rendezvous with Density, the Battle of Armageddon, and a big battle with baddies. Suddenly, they got caught in an intergalactic traffic jam.
Honk again, Stupid Larry.
Oh, but I don't like to do that, Space
Stupid Larry,
Wack.
Tempers are short in situations like this, Stupid Larry. Just honk if you love having teeth.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll send it to Paul Harvey.
Okay, I'll honk if you put it that way.
Honk.
Honk.
Hey,
honk,
Mac,
honk.
Move
honk,
that crate.
Honk, 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 honk.
Hey, buddy, get a Jovian cult beast.
Honkity, honkity.
Get a move
honk,
on. Come on, I gotta honk, save the universe.
Honka,
huh?
Honka, honka, woo.
That's enough, Stupid Larry.
Honk, 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 honk.
That's enough.
Awee, awee. Yep.
Oh. You make me ill, Stupid Larry.
I tried, Space Commander Wack. I tried to get us out of this traffic jam. I honked my brains out, but to no avail. I'm so ashamed.
Oh, honked your brains out, all right, and they've rolled under the seat. Well, just leave them there and think of something.
We gotta get out of this traffic jam, Space Commander Wack. If we don't get to the battle, you'll never shoot down the 30,000 enemy warships you need to make Eagle Ace.
What? I need only 30,000 confirmed kills to make Eagle Ace?
Yeah, but with all this traffic, we're never going to get to there in time to
30,000 spaceships caught in this traffic jam, huh, Stupid Larry?
Space Commander
Wack. Battle might be dangerous, Stupid Larry.
These people, they're all on our side, Space Commander.
The concept of war is against the very definition of humanity. We must learn to respect one another, Stupid Larry, and find ways to resolve our problems and stop short of the horrors of war.
Oh, my hero.
So let's wipe out these innocent bystanders so I can win my badge. Fire one! Am I an Eagle Ace yet?
All these innocent bystanders are armed to the teeth, Space Commander Wack.
What?
They're all members of the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth, just like us, and it looks like they're about to blow us to ribbons. Look at that.
Guys, is there any hope we can escape Stupid Larry?
There's no hope at all. No.
Tune in again next time for more Daring Space Adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Well, we escaped!
But now we're surrounded by the deadly father figures of doom. We'll never escape this time.
Minutes later.
We escaped again, Stupid Larry.
But look, all our bodily fluids have been sapped by the spider penguins of Beaumont, Texas. We're going to die.
Can our heroes escape death? Let's look in and see.
Well, we escaped death again. Give it up, Stupid Larry.
Why are you torturing me like this, Space
Commander? Anything else to escape around here?
Episode AAAAA.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had signed a contract with a new sponsor. We will rejoin our daring space adventure after this word from our sponsor.
Let's talk about cheese for a moment, shall we? Cheese. Think about it. Cheese. Just how often have you been sitting on a cliff watching a B-52 in the sun dive into the western horizon of the Pacific Ocean, waiting for the searing heat of the thermonuclear fireball to reach you and suddenly wondered, just what the heck is cheese? The answer is simple. Unfortunately, it's too disgusting to explain, so let's just think of cheese as yellow stuff that we sell. Yes, we sell a lot of yellow stuff. We're the folks at Plorg. America spells cheese, P-L-O-R-G. Stupid, I know, but that's...
And now, back to our exciting space adventure as Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog fight for survival in the Dungeon of Doom.
Well, Stupid Larry, here we are in the Dungeon of Doom, chained to the damp cold stones of an evil keep, awaiting our fate.
Please, Space Commander Wack, how did we get here? All I can remember is... it's cheese and a B-52.
Never mind that, Stupid Larry. The Dungeon of Doom Doom Door is opening to reveal our enemy.
But first, this word from Plorg.
America faces a growing energy crisis. Foreign oils flooding our markets and our increasing reliance on these undependable sources places us in a dangerous situation that threatens our very existence as a free nation. And that's why Plorg is spending $6 billion this year advertising cheese. Because America spells cheese... R-O-L-A... No. And P-L-O-R-G, and Plorg cuts it, too.
We now return to our exciting space adventure as Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog watch in terror as the Door of Doom swings open.
The Door of Doom is opening, Space Commander Wack. Soon our sadistic persecutor will be revealed.
Yes, Stupid Larry, the Door of Doom is opening.
Just look at it open there, Space Commander Wack. It's
still opening.
Continuing to open.
Behold! It opens still.
More thrilling door openings in outer space after this.
Cheese, through the ages, cheese, quested for by mythical heroes. Cheese, worshipped and ignored by ancient astronauts. Cheese, buried by pirates. Cheese in mass transit. Cheese used to mark trails in Borneo. Cheese, who hides it and why? Cheese, object of desire. Cheese, thrown at camels. Cheese lost. Cheese found. Cheese in the future. Cheese, luncheon of idiots. Cheesy cheese and Cheryl Teagues. Cheese, gateway to India. Cheese for them. Cheese and Indonesia spells cheese. Curly squiggle circle with dots and a parabolic doodle under a sort of a squashed M.
Meanwhile, back in the Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, the Door of Doom continues to open.
That must be an awfully big Door of Doom that is, still
awful,
opening.
Awful, awful big. Yep, Door of Doom, still look at that. Still opening there, wow.
Tune in again next time for more
cheese! Remember, most of it is yellow, at least at first anyway. Cheese is just another way we make money at Plorg, insensitive since 1929.
Exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
Things
still open,
that
right?
Stupid door open.
It's
wide enough to...
Episode BBBBB.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Lord the Dead Martian Dog had been engaged in a death duel with the Paramecium King of the East Galaxy. The survival of the universe depends on the outcome.
Grab the Grogan, Glorf. Glorf, we've got to divert the evil one's attention from Space Commander Wack, who's gone out all alone to bravely sneak up behind him. How noble is my hero, Space Commander Wack, to put his life on the line time and time again to save the universe? How is doing it?
I don't care. Surely, sir.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, did you destroy the evil Paramecium King and save the universe?
Hey, little buddy. You're a good kid, Stupid Larry. You and me, huh? We'll show him.
I'll bet he just wilted when he saw that you outsmarted him, huh, Space Commander Wack? Now tell me about it.
Stupid Larry.
Did he put up a fight? What?
I don't need it. You're lost. But
Space Commander Wack, you're drunk.
Jill says she loves someone else. There's no one as good as me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
How can you drink when we're working, Space Commander Wack?
She has such pretty eyes, all blue and brown. The other one was orange, I think.
Hold on, guys. I've got some strong black space coffee grounds for him to chew on.
Will that sober him up?
Sober? Who's sober?
Either that or it'll kill him.
She killed me, Super Larry. She put an arrow through my lower heart.
What are you talking about, Space Commander Wack? Who's she?
Who? Is there a woman here? No. They're no good, Super Larry. Don't trust them. Ooh, she's beautiful, though.
That's Glorf. Straighten yourself out, Space Commander Wack.
You got anything to drink around here? I'm really thirsty.
I think you probably had enough, Space Commander Wack.
Here, I have a bottle. Let me find a glass.
You're Zick?
Oh, I'm sorry. Two glasses.
No, he's had enough.
I've had enough. Give me that dart gun, Sula.
That's not a dart gun, Space Commander Wack. That's a Maximo Nosegay Tinker Toy Death Ray.
Good. I'm going to end it. No.
But we need you, Space Commander Wack. You can't end it all. The universe is doomed without
you. No, stupid they, Larry, call you Wonder, Larry, call you. I'm not going to end it all for me. I'm going to end it all.
Space Commander Wack, you're pointing that right at Chugboat 9, the most beloved planet in the whole
Fire
universe.
One! Did you say Chugboat 9?
Chugboat 9,
Oh, that's not the right one. Wait, wait. There's no one. No. Fire one! Oh, that one! Fire one! Oh, look at it!
Boy, he's
Fire
never
one.
Been this accurate Fire before, one. Glorf. I've never Fire seen
one. Tune in again next time, quickly, while you still have a chance, for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Oh, Stupid Larry, I am such a headache.
Well, I'm not surprised. You really tied one on.
Oh, what's this on the back of my head?
Glorf, that's what you tied on. See?
That's a lousy pun, Stupid Larry. I'll be forced to kill you quietly, though.
Episode CCCCC.
Space
Russian dog had been flown via Ozark Galactic Spaceways and Souvenir Dashboard Grotesque Company to the show business capital of the galaxy, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes, that's right, Yersic. Glittering Des Moines, Iowa, exotic city of 92 million people, pulsating hub of the entertainment universe, and home of the Galactic Telepathic Network, which proudly presents... The Droid Donahue Show! Join Droid and his guests, Nazgul the Wonder Lump, Mary Lou Psychosis, Miss Intelligent Houseplant for $26.75, and Space Commander Wax Space Commander along with Stupid Larry and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog, and the Droid Orchestra with Clunkhead Doom! And now, here's Droid!
Thank you. Hello, good evening. A funny thing happened to me on the way to the show. When I was coming over here tonight, well, maybe it wasn't funny. I mean, I think it was funny, but maybe you won't, and I'll make a fool of myself out here, and maybe it didn't really happen anyway. Maybe it happened to someone else. I just don't know. It's so hot out here.
It's
so hot that if I turn this magna nuclear spotlight around on you unprotected members of the studio audience, you would be incinerated. Probably. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't know. Oh, well. Maybe it might be a while, if at all, I'm not sure.
The Droid Donahue Show will return after this word. Handkerchief. And now, back to Droid.
And now, please welcome my next guest, or are they my first guest? And is it now, and are they guests, or did I have to pay them?
You better be paying us, Donahue.
And you don't have to welcome them, unless you do. Here's Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, Glurf the Dead Martian Dog. Or is it?
Thank you. Thank you. Great. Well, hey, you missed one, right? There. Alone at last.
Yes, Whack. Alone at last. Except for Stupid Larry.
It's great to be on the show, too, Droid.
Yes, Whack. Alone at last. Except for Stupid Larry and Glorf.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, Whack. Alone at last. Except for Stupid Larry, Glorf, and Space Princess Leba Peru. Alone at last. Except for Stupid Larry, Glorf, Space Princess Leba Peru, and armed dishwasher people. Alone at last. Except for Stupid Larry, Glorf, Space Princess Leba Peru, and armed dishwashers and fools on bicycles. Alone at last. Except for Stupid Larry, Glorf, Space Princess Leba Peru, armed dishwasher fools on bicycles and radioactive cattle.
Wait a minute! I only got one line in this entire episode! Wait, that's two lines! That's three lines! Oh, that's three, that's four!
Episode DDDDD.
Remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were attending the awards ceremony for the coveted Guernsey, the intergalactic space radio equivalent of the Tuba, the Dead Martian Dog Trainer's equivalent of the Bod, the Scrunchman equivalent of the Areopagitica, the...
Knock it off, Narch! Just tell me if I won!
Sit down, Wax! Okay. And here's your host for this evening, me! Yours acknowledged, Prince of the Scrunchmen!
Our own announcer is the host, Stupid Larry. It should be in the bag.
I don't know, Space Commander Wack. I don't think the host actually makes the decisions. I think.
Oh, Narch, look, 10 Briskwongs if I win Best
Sit
Actor.
Sit down, Wack. Well, folks, it's certainly an honor to be the host of 1,242nd Annual Guernsey Award Show. It's especially great because when I was growing up on Scrunch, my family was real poor. We were so poor... My brothers and I turned to a life of crime at a very early age.
9 Briskwongs.
Sit down, Whack. Our first award tonight is for Best Announcer on an Intergalactic Adventure Series. Presenting the awards are the totally evil, completely worthless slime from space, Droid Donahue, and the ever-beguiling star of Radioactive Cowgirls, Cindy Jones.
Oh, you're bad.
Yes, I may be bad, but I'm not evil. But what's the difference if I'm bad? Why do they want me to give this award?
I'll give you 2 Briskwongs for it.
Sit down, Wack.
The nominees are Eiffel Sturm, Adventures of Gleam, The Sentinel Billboard.
Secret Agent X-32 for nothing.
There's another one, too. Why must we always compete? The winner, if there are winners in things like this...
Give up the Nero, kill Glor.
Yours acknowledged for Space Commander Wack.
Give me
Space
that.
Commander!
To present the award for Best Supporting Actor, it's the star of Truth or Death,
The Nameless Dread. And Space Commander Wax, Space Commander!
I want to win. I don't want to present winning. That's what I want. Winning is everything.
Oh, shut up. You're full of baloney. The nominees are the Dwarf Clown of Chicago and...
And me!
No. Stupid Larry.
I'm a fool.
I owe this great honor to Space Commander Wack, my hero. He's just the greatest being in the universe, and I'm nothing without him.
Give me that trophy, you cheeseburger.
Get off the stage, Wack. Would you get out of here?
Come on, Space Commander Wack. You'll win for best actor. I just know
you promise, Stupid Larry?
Yes.
If I don't, you've had it.
To present the awards for best actress...
I'll give you 5 Prizquongs for that
one. Sit down, Wack. Presenting the award is the disgraced former star of Leave It to the Grub Monster, Christopher Cross. And the stunning space princess, Lima Peru.
I'll take that trophy.
Oh, my beloved, I'm so happy for you. No one deserves that award more than you. Can I have it?
No, but you can have this.
Oh, good, a surprise.
Get off the floor, Wack. The nominees for Best Actor in an Intergalactic Radio Series are The Nameless Dread for Truth or Death, Space Commander Wack for Space Commander Wack, Space Commander...
Sorry. Need new mega boots.
And Alan Alda for MASH.
Me.
Relax, Space Commander Wack. Everyone else on our show won. We're sweeping this stuff. You got it in the bag.
The winner is Alan Alda.
They got Alan Alda.
You're next, Narg.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with the best actor in history, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
I could play Rhett, and you'll be Scarlet, my pig.
I don't give up.
Ooh, that's my line, my sinkhole.
Get lost, mudpose.
Ooh, no, that's Ashley's line, my taco.
Episode E-E-E-E-E.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had escaped reality.
Where are we, Space Commander Wax? Everything's so strange.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Nothing is strange. Look, there's a freight train in my pocket. Every time I lift up my left foot, unseen objects tumble down invisible staircases. It's all normal stuff.
Unreal, Space Commander Wax.
Well, a bit unreal, maybe. Maybe a bit bizarre now that
What happens when you lift your right foot?
Good question, Stupid Larry. Let's see.
So when you lift your right foot, there's an explosion that lifts you into the air and hurls you hundreds of feet. Now
Help
we know.
Me, Stupid Larry!
Gee, Glorf, I tell you, this lack of reality is weird. Yep, sure is weird. Glorf, did you speak? Nah. Oh, whew.
Yes, trapped in a realm where nothing is real, where Space Commander Wack can't walk for fear of constant explosions, and where our heroes require transitional announcements like this one to get them past stupid plot dead ends.
Well, Stupid Larry, we cleverly escaped that trap in the storyline.
Right, Space Commander Wack.
So, let's go, Stupid Larry. As the Chinese say...
Oh, but Space Commander Wack...
The journey of 1,000 miles...
Yes, but Space Commander Wack...
...begins with a single
Space Commander
Wack.
Well, Glorf, back again. Glorf?
Nars, we need another transitional announcement.
Yeah, so I said to him, hey, listen, Wack, you can't get arrested in this town anymore unless I say so, you know? But boy, was I wrong, because suddenly the thought police broke the door in. And was it embarrassing?
Hey, Stupid Larry, quick, let's get out of this unreality.
Space Commander Wack, you can move without exploding, but how?
Simple, Stupid Larry. I cut off my feet. Huh. Let's go, come
oh,
on.
Oh, boy, come on, fetch those feet and let's go.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Come here, big fella. Glorf, get over here. Bring me my feet. Come on. Listen, I got new titties.
Oh, you don't have the feet. And I guess you don't need the slippers.
Glorf!
One of the fingers.
Episode FFFFF.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were pondering the meaning of life when Glorf was kidnapped by evil space iguanas. Or iguani. Igloos.
Knock it off, Nars. Let's get to the episode.
We join our heroes as they ponder the meaning of life.
Look, Stupid Larry, Archie wants a date with Veronica. But Betty and Reg have had too many malts.
Space Commander Wack, Glorf has been kidnapped.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Glorf can't be kidnapped. Glorf is a dead Martian dog. He's been catnapped.
Dognapped.
Right, dognapped him. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never say someone's been kidnapped when they're a dog. Speaking of dogs, catnap one, steal Daddy's gold fillings, feed them to the doggy, and send that doggy to me. Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! We received a note from the dog nappers.
A note? A banknote, Stupid Larry? Money? No. How nice of them.
No, Space Commander Wack, a ransom note. They want money from us.
From us? For what?
Well, let's see. It says, put 2 million prisquangs on the head of a Sherpa guide, tie that guy to a Plutonian jazz horse, and send that jazz horse to us, Space Kidnappers Stargis and Leone. Space Kidnappers! P.S. If you don't, we'll kill our hostage, Stupid Larry. What? Wait a minute.
They got the wrong victim.
They think Glorf's me.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Stupid Larry. Letting Glorf be pointlessly murdered instead of you.
I am ashamed, Space Commander Wack. I'm going to find them and turn myself in. But where will you get 2 million prisquangs?
I don't have to. I already have much more than that.
No, I mean in cash, not in a bank, to pay the kidnappers with.
2 million in cash, huh? It would be no problem. I could get it. It would be wrong, but I could get it.
Why would it be wrong?
Because it's my money, stupid.
But it's to ransom me, Space Commander Wack. Surely my life is worth 2 million prisquangs. My life, sir, surely. But... Bye, Space Commander Wack.
Look me up if you escape, Stupid Larry.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Help! Help! I've been tied to the railroad tracks! Help,
what?
Help,
how did we get from Glorf being kidnapped to you being tied to the railroad tracks?
I got the wrong ending here? Wait a minute.
I think you do, because there's nothing in my about being tied to the railroad.
Yeah, I got the wrong ending. Yurzik, stop the train. I got the wrong ending here, so we'll just go to the... Hey, Yurzik, stop the train!
Oh, Yurzik, Yurzik went home. Because I'm going to...
Stop the train! Stupid Larry!
Bye,
stop the darn train, you must sugar up!